If you're at all tuned into social media, you may have started seeing a whole lot of references to something called Elo in the last couple weeks. It is a new social network, invite only, it's ad-free, and it promises not to sell user data to third parties. People are calling it the anti-Facebook. Paul Budnitz is co-founder and CEO of Elo. He's with us now from Burlington, Vermont. Paul, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, how many users do you have at this point?
You know, we're not publishing that number, but partly because whatever I tell you today will be different tomorrow. And we are gaining about 45,000 new users every hour. At least it was about an hour ago.
Are you above a million at this point?
Oh, yeah.
Are you above 10 million?
I'm not going to go beyond that one thing I just told you.
Okay. All right.
But a lot of people.
Well, and people have called you the anti-Facebook. Is that what you see Elo as?
No, actually, we're not anti, I think, anything. And actually, we don't really see Facebook as competition. We don't see Facebook as a social network at all, actually. We see it as an advertising platform, and we're really a social network.
And you say you're not anti-Facebook with a comment like that.
Yeah, we're not really, actually. And if you go on the homepage of our site, we have a manifesto up there, and you can read it, and it basically talks about how, you know, if a company is supported by advertising, then that company, and if it's a social network, for example, then the real customer is the advertiser, right? I mean, it makes sense. So almost everything that company does to make money is to either generate more ads and show more ads so that they can make more money, or to collect data, which they can then sell to the advertisers. And by the way, when that happens, really the user becomes the product that's bought and sold.
Yeah.
You know? And if you go to our homepage of our website, we have a manifesto, and it talks about that. And underneath there are two buttons. And one says, I agree, and one says, I disagree. And if you click I agree, it goes to a little form, and you can request an invite to Elo, because right now Elo is invitation only. And if you click I disagree, you just go right to Facebook. Because we're not really, like, from our perspective, like, if you don't want to use Elo, it's totally cool with us. And it's not like you have to use Elo and not Facebook and not Tumblr or something else that you really like. You know, if you like it, it's great. We build Elo for ourselves initially, you know?
Well, and by the way, hearing that, people may wonder how you can say you're the anti-Facebook when if you click I disagree on Elo, you end up at Facebook. But let me just ask you want to build Elo as the network that, quote, we ourselves want to use. So what is the network you want to use? What do you want to use it for?
Well, you know, we actually created Elo about a year and a half ago as a private social network. So Todd Berger and Lucian Fair, two, I think, of the best digital designers anywhere, are two friends of mine. And I walked into their office and I said, you know, all these other social networks are just getting so cluttered. They're full of ads. There's these boosted posts. My friends post things and I don't even know if I'm reading them. I post things. I don't know if they're getting to my friends. And they're just ugly. And let's just build our own. So we did. We built our own social network. It was called Elo. And we put 100 of our friends on it. It was totally private. And we used it for about a year. And we kept improving it and doing things to it, really with the intention of, you know, keeping it a private social network. And the only problem was that after about a year, there were several thousand of our friends and friends' friends that also wanted to get on. And that's when we actually put up the manifesto and decided to develop a version that everyone could use. And that was about 9 months ago. And we released Elo on about August 7th with 90 people.
And how are you going to keep that going? How are you going to make money, make enough money to buy the servers that you need and hire the staff that you need to run a big social network that, as you say, is adding thousands and thousands of people every day? How are you going to do that without putting advertising in there?
Elo is a business. We're out to prove that the internet doesn't have to be just one big billboard. I mean, we're based in Vermont, the only state in the union that has actually outlawed billboards, you know? So you can go to the homepage of our site. There's a feature list. It shows you all the features that are built on Elo. We're in beta right now, and the rest that are coming, and those are all free. Elo will always be completely free to use. And after a while, we're going to offer special features, a little bit like apps for your iPhone, that you can buy for $1 or $2 and add to your Elo experience. And what's really interesting is that if you're not trying to take over the world, I heard Facebook say once that they're trying to sign up everyone on Earth onto Facebook. You know, that's not our goal. And if you don't have a ton of advertising and you don't have to have ad sales men and data miners and all that, it turns out that data storage is really not that expensive. So we know this is going to work. We're just adapting a model that's been used in many other places, whether it's the iPhone or the video games and things like that. We're adapting it to social networks and creating a new model.
But how are you going to resist the urge? Let's say you continue to grow at this rate. A year from now, somebody on your team says, you know, if we just put a tiny little ad at the top of the page and we could make an extra 2 cents per user, that'll bring in so much money, then we can all buy new servers, we can give ourselves a little raise. How are you going to resist that?
Well, I mean, I know this is really foreign, but we are actually all idealistic. We did take in some investment, and the founders of this company are by far the majority shareholders in Elo. So we have complete control of it. And I have to say, we've put such a big stake in the ground, like saying this is what we're doing, that, I mean, if ads ever were on Elo, I think everyone would leave. I would leave, personally. And to really make sure this is true, and I think this is really important, we added a big delete button on your profile page. So if you ever don't like what we're doing, you can just delete your account, and which is really different, because if you go to some of the other social networks, have you ever tried to delete your account? It turns out that they actually own, in their terms and conditions, what you've put up. So you can try to delete your account, but they say, we're sorry, we're not going to delete your account. We own it. We own what you've posted. And that's not true for Elo. When you delete your account, it is wiped. Your account's nuked. And we can't even get it back from you.
What about things like hiring people to monitor for anti-bullying, things that Facebook already has instituted? What are you going to have to do about that as you grow?
Yeah, and that's really an interesting question. What we've done, what actually is being released in the next couple of days, which is interesting, there's a great self-policing mechanism where people can report, you know, you can report other people that are spamming, you can report people that are breaking Elo. There are places on the internet that don't have rules, and Elo is not one of them. There are rules on Elo, rules of conduct. And if you're breaking those rules, people will tell us, we will notice, and we will zap your account.
Well, at your number of users right now, but if you exponentially increase your number of users, you may have a lot more staff need to deal with that.
Yes. Oh, totally. And if we exponentially increase the number of users, then we assume we'll probably be selling an exponential number of features, and we'll be bringing in more money to pay for that.
How concerned are you, Paul Budnitz, that this is just going to be a fad that lasts for a few weeks or a few months and you'll go away as quickly as you arrived on the scene?
I have to say I'm not concerned, because our goal has never been to grow the largest network in the world. Like, you know, we felt like if we had 100,000 people really enjoying Elo, we'd succeed, and we've already succeeded in that.
Paul Budnitz, the founder and CEO of the new social network, Elo. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's awesome. Thank you for interviewing me.
Well, have you switched to Elo? And if so, why haven't you invited me yet? Also, are you ready to give up on Facebook? Let us know at our website, hereandnow.org, or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/hereandnowradio, where we promise not to track you, but I can't promise what Facebook is going to do with that information. And we're not on Elo yet, but we'll try to get there.